welcome to episode 32 of How You Wear Chew. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way.
Yay, she's back. Yay.
And on this podcast, you guys know that we love hanging out, talking to you about the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at HowYouAtYou. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes. So our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So we're going to give you a rundown of any of the hottest KT news, scandals. I was going to say murders. What do I think?
Oh my gosh.
But any of the hottest K news, stories, anything interesting. So Shanice, what do you have for us?
So if you guys want to know more about pre-debut culture appropriation, Big Hit slash Hybe or Hybe, I don't know how you say that. I'm going to say Hybe. Hybe merging with Scooter Braun's media company explained. I break it down because I know all of y'all confused because I was. And GOT7's JB possibly signing with Higher Music. Then check out The Static. Woo, woo, woo. On my Instagram, that will be my at is, oh my gosh, can't speak. My at is at @kpopbox_. For those stories. But anyway, today, first story, I've titled this, maybe they're born with it, maybe it's ITZY news.
On.
On the 31st of March, Maybelline announced JYP's girl group ITZY are the newest endorsement models for their cosmetic brand. Oh my gosh. This will make ITZY the first K-pop group to represent their brand and the first musical group to model for them. And the global brand president said, ITZY champions self-love, individuality, and self-expression to their fans and global community. Their energy is powerful, and I'm so excited to bring these voices to Maybelline. So yeah, well done, ITZY. And loads of fans are excited because it's actually a brand that fans can afford.
Preferably.
Well, the majority, because, you know, you have rich fans too. But you know what I mean. The next story I've called WAPSAY news. On the 4th of April, Blackpink's Rosé hit 10 million followers on TikTok. And she celebrated this by doing the WAP dance.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she did.
Yes, I heard. Yes, okay.
To be honest, it was the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I didn't know that WAP dance could be cute, but it was. And she was all smiles. She was flailing a lot on the floor like she was a fish out of water, but I loved it. And A for effort. It was very cute. I think Cardi B saw it.
Yeah,
Cardi B was looking for it, and she's like, looking for that WAPSAY. And then she found it, and she retweeted it and said, she still looks so innocent, so cute.
Come
on. And another Rosé news, her dances got fan cams, like official fan cams on, what show was it? SBS K-pop.
Okay.
So you know, like, just say it was SHINee, whatever, it would be like, they'll have a video for Minho, a video for Key.
Yeah.
They had like videos for her dancers, her backing
All of
dancers.
Them?
I think it was just the twins. Shout out to you. That we're friends.
Yeah, we know them.
We know
go
them.
Way back.
We go way back. A couple years back. I don't think I ever posted that picture, but anyway.
Did you not?
I don't think I did.
Thank God.
But yeah, we're friends. We go out for tea. Whatever. But yeah, they had fan cams of them. And loads of people were saying, you know, we need fan cams of Kai's dancers, and we need fan cams of Sunmi's dancers as well. So yeah, I thought that was quite cute. And last but not least, new music from BTS next month. According to a report, it seems that BTS are trying to release a new song in May. Not only that, but V, or Tay Tay, is preparing his mixtape. That's meant to come out soon as well. On the 16th of June, they will be releasing their Japanese best album, #BTSTheBest. And also, Jungkook participated in the pre-release track, Film Out, that came out last week or something.
Oh, okay.
That's Japanese, so armies. I knew it was up because of you guys. You guys just flood the timeline. But yeah, that's Hot Topics. If you want to send us anything or want us to talk about anything in particular, then you can, you know, hit us up on social media at How You At You, or use the hashtag. That's How You At You. So yeah, our next segment is Say What? When you send us your unpopular opinions, dilemmas. I'm just excited you're back, Shay. Unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, hot tea. If you want to send us anything, you can send it to our email, howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Yay. Shay, take it away.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I missed you saying that, okay, while I was dying for like a week. I really missed that. But shout out to Shari. Thank you so much for jumping on last week. She's our girl. You'll probably see her. We'll hear her again at some point.
Yeah.
But our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I don't get why most girl groups sing all Barbie. I promise that's how they wrote it. All Barbie and the whole sexy schoolgirl thing isn't cute. It's actually quite disturbing. People shouldn't sexualize it, including boy groups who wear school uniforms. I still love girl groups. I've just noticed it happens more with them than boy groups.
Are they talking in general or recently? Or?
I think it's maybe in general.
Okay.
Probably.
Because I'm just like oblivious, but I feel like I don't see it that much anymore.
Maybe not of recent, but it's still a thing in, I've seen it.
I know it's still a thing, but I don't think I've seen it as much.
It isn't done as much, yeah.
I think with the school uniform thing, I don't think, okay, there are some elements where it is kind of sexualized, but I think the main reason why you see it a lot is because some of these groups have brand deals with school uniform companies and they're actually promoting it. It sounds weird, but it's a thing. I don't get how it works, but... There are some endorsement deals with that, so I think that's why sometimes, not necessarily the ones that you see in their music videos or whatever, but like billboards and stuff. It's usually, oh, it's a new school season. Da-da-da-da-da. I think another way you could take it as well, if they are trying to market their music for a younger crowd, I guess, then that might be the whole school uniform thing, the Barbie thing. Barbie!
I've never heard that before, but I understand what it means.
I guess they mean like the whole high pitch nasally thing, I guess. I don't know why that's a thing. I don't personally get it. Maybe it's just a cultural difference that I won't understand because I don't live there and I'm not Korean. So I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to speak about that properly.
Yeah. I get what this person means. I think we probably saw a lot of this happening more back in the day, K-pop, and that doesn't mean like years and years ago, but every other group was in a school uniform, like every other group. I think it's sort of dying out a bit now. Where we'll probably still be seeing it consistently is on shows like Produce 101. If that comes back, I don't know what's happening with that, but that the concept is kind of like they're in idol school,
in a way.
But I think overall, in terms of groups doing it, is dying out a bit.
Yeah, because even Aegyo, I feel like, dying out. It's still a thing, but it's not really... Before, it was in your face. Like,
honestly.
Every show, oh, can you do Aegyo?
Oh, my gosh. You know whose Aegyo scares me? What's his name? I think he also goes by Honey, the one from Monster X. His Aegyo terrifies me. I don't know why it scares me so deeply. I don't know why, but
I can't help you. She's talking about Juhoon or Juhoney. Is it good?
That one.
But yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't know if it's sexualized. Like, for example, maybe I'm just thinking of the extreme where, for example, if you're taking like the girl group situation, like, their skirts will be like extremely short and like their blouse is not buttoned up or whatever. But it just looks like a school uniform and they're just singing. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm missing something.
Yeah, I think, like, I understand where this person's coming from. I do think it's dying out. It also wasn't a concept that I was that fond of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, oh, okay. Oh. And especially the times back when more performances were happening and there was, like, actual audiences, especially with girl groups when they're in these, like, ridiculously tiny skirts and you're seeing their safety shorts. Like, their safety shorts are part of the fit. When they're not meant to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't like that. I think, like, sort of also moving out of the Barbie style of music that they're giving to girl groups. Like, don't get me wrong, it's still there to an extent, but we're seeing more of the, I don't know, Senoni type music, like the cool older sister type vibe.
With girl crush, like, concepts.
Yeah, it was like ITZY and Blackpink and stuff. So I guess we're sort of coming out of that too.
Yeah, but you know, like, sometimes history repeats itself, so it might be, like, the next wave might be, I don't know.
Oh, God. I can't. Why does this, this reminds me of people on TikTok right now. They're like, we can't wait for BTS's next album and, like, their comeback and everything. But I want, like, some intense music. Like, I'm done loving myself. You guys have made me love myself ages now. But, yes. Okay, cool. So I guess we see where this person's coming from. Yeah,
we get what you mean there.
Mm. Okay, next unpopular opinion. K-pop idols should date whoever, and if they want to date a non-famous person, let them. Famous people don't have to date famous people. This is towards the people who are hating on Chen's wife. Like, if Chen's happy, I'm happy too. End of story.
I get it. My mind just took a long time to process.
Like, buffering. Yeah, this makes sense. Famous people don't have to date famous people.
No.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Thank you. yeah, we agree. I think whoever someone wants to be, if they want to be of them,
yeah,
that's their business, it's their life.
It's got nothing to do with us, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with their job, so.
Cool.
Great. I know people hated on the whole idea that Chen was married or whatever, but I don't know if they were hating on his wife.
Yeah.
How do you even know who she is? Cause I just know her as wife.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I haven't seen a picture or nothing.
I don't have the urge to be like, who is his wife? Unless he decides to post her, then it's like, oh, that's cute. And then I go on about my day.
Exactly. Like, I feel like at the end of the day, I understand that for some fans, like, they're so deep in it or they feel genuinely connected to their quote-unquote idols. But it is just music at the end of the day. It is just their job.
And they need to understand, okay, that's all not fair and well that you feel connected, but it's one-sided. They don't know you.
This.
So, wakey wakey.
And just because you support someone doesn't mean you have control over their life or a right to any say in their life either.
Exactly.
But, yes. Our next unpopular opinion is, I guess, similar to the one above. This person said, all your favorite idols are dating. Deal with it.
Probably. Or they.
Probably.
It's either they are or they find it really hard to, so they're not. They're either going full in, like, with the whole dating thing.
Yeah.
Or it's just like, I actually don't have time for it. I would love to, but I just physically can't do it.
Yeah.
So
that's that. Like, if they are, good for them.
If they are, that's nice. Again, cool. I don't care.
I think I saw, once again, a TikTok. TikTok provided me with all my information in life. And I don't know if these girls were, like, ex-idols or something. I think they had some sort of relation or correlation to the world, the idol world. But they were saying, like, all your favorite idols are dating, and their contracts typically stipulate that it might say, oh, they can't date or don't get caught. Like, it's
probably don't get caught, because yeah, you can't force someone not to date.
Like, just don't get caught. But at the end of the day, once again, not our business, their life
really isn't. Cool. I saw a clip. I think the YouTube Premium's doing this K-pop series or whatever.
Okay.
And it was a clip from, oh, what's his name? I think his name's June, I think. He's from G.O.D. He used to hang around Jackson all the time. You know his face.
The super tan guy?
Yes, like, bam. Yes.
Okay, yes.
So he was talking about when his company, not JYP, for you people, like, oh my God, JYP. His group was signed to another company before they signed with JYP. I don't know if he was found out dating someone or whatever. But yeah, I think it was that he got caught dating someone or whatever, mm-hmm. and the company wanted to kick him out the group for dating. Ooh. And him and his family had to hold a press conference. And he's like, I'm 32 and I'm dating my girlfriend. Like, this is ridiculous. And like, he was, wow. You know when you get that angry, you could, like, he was crying, yeah, but you could tell he wasn't crying because he was getting kicked out. He was crying because this is actually ridiculous. You're gonna kick me out for that?
No, that's crazy. That's, at 32, like, I understand. Still, we have no right to any say in anyone's life, just the way it's vice versa. But I understand if it's like a freshly debuted person, like, you might be like, just focus on work for now, like, get yourself established, focus on work. But some of these people that feel as though they own these grown idols, like, 32, come on now. Like, if the whole of BTS turned around tomorrow and was like, here's my wife and kids. Okay, hope they're doing well. Like, is genuinely no one's business. Oh, that's crazy.
I wouldn't even do that now.
That is.
I think I've said this to you before. Yeah. Like, I really don't post my life because, like, it's not my internet's business. Yeah. It's like, if you know me, you know me. But I feel like if I was famous or whatever, people would know nothing. Like, people would know nothing. They'll know the bare minimum. Like, one day I'll just post, like, oh my gosh, my child's graduated from uni. And you're like, what? When did you have a child?
Oh my God.
Like, a good 21 years ago, but we move. But
I think that's what's difficult, is that sort of blurred lines. Because yes, I understand as an artist and a personality that if you want like a super engaged fandom and support system in terms of people that support you and push forward what you do, they're going to want to feel connected to you. But you also don't know these people. And when fans are sort of filled with these fantasies that, oh my gosh, like, he's mine, or like, he's always going to be mine, or she's always going to be mine, and I know everything about them. And then they turn around tomorrow and there's like a scandal or a story or something new discovered. And you're like, oh my gosh, like, you don't know these people. It doesn't mean they're bad, but you don't know them. So I don't know.
Child, anyways, so
it's a little bit crazy. But yes, I guess we can't agree or disagree. We don't know.
We don't know, but
yeah, we don't know.
But if they are, great.
Cool. So our last unpopular opinion for today is, I would love to see a foreigner as a lead in a K-drama. Like, it would literally make me so happy.
Aww.
That's sweet.
It's not really an opinion, it's just something you want.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Will that happen? Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
I could see, like, a K-drama of, like, someone arriving in Korea. But to be honest, it'd be nice if it was someone that's not Caucasian, but it probably will be.
Yeah, I feel like, especially probably with how big the K-drama fandomness, I can't English, but because, like, K-drama fans are so diverse now, I feel like a lot of people would probably like it, like this whole foreigner and Korean person love story or something. It doesn't have to
don't be even have story. To be a love story. Like, if you did like a Mean Girls but in Korea, so this girl, she transfers from I don't know some random country.
Why was I gonna say into an Inca? I can't.
But whoever, like, if it's done, it needs to be done properly. So if it is someone, okay, if we're gonna take a girl transferred from Africa, because that's Mean Girls, isn't it? Someone transferred from Africa, whatever. Like, get someone that's from, I don't know, say this person's from Kenya. Get someone from Kenya. Someone that knows, because we don't need some random black girl. She probably isn't even Kenyan. And then they just throw on a dashiki and call it a day. No, because don't do it.
Don't.
But it would be an interesting story, though.
Yeah, I would watch. I can see it maybe happening in the near future. Like, I feel like it would make sense, but I don't know why. And it's
or
not
a Korean, or even, sorry to cut you, go even a Korean American. I know technically that wouldn't be like a foreigner because they will not like that. Oh, let me be careful what I say. When I say they look the same, I don't mean like that. I mean like they're not a noticeable foreign person, if that makes
sense.
Yeah,
that like the story of them, obviously to Koreans, you look Korean, and it's not that you're not Korean, but the cultural differences because you're raised elsewhere,
yeah,
I guess. But yeah, one thing, like I love K-dramas, and it's not all of them, but K-dramas have this thing of when they input any foreigners, they're really bad at acting.
Yeah. Oh, like, my god.
Really bad. And that's not shade to the people. Like, you may have just got the gig short notice. Like, you may not have been trained long enough, but they're really bad at acting.
Really bad.
Oh, that's not. I'm getting flashbacks. Let's not. But, yeah, I guess.
Just to add on what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
in the actor's defense, they could be directed that way.
Exactly. So yeah.
They could have done it great the first take, and the director's like, we need more. And they're like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting a check, so.
Exactly. Like, it could be a number of things, like lack of experience, direction, whatever. And a lot of the people that get put into K-dramas that are foreigners, like, as far as I've seen, a lot of them tend to just be models. And just because you're a model doesn't mean you know how to act.
Mm-mm.
So, mm-mm. Yeah. So that's all our unpopular opinions. Today we're doing something a little bit different. So instead of a dilemma, we're playing a game because you guys requested that we play a game.
A game.
So we've PG'd the game for legal reasons, but we're going to be playing Date, Marry, Leave on Red.
Okay.
So, you guys can guess what game that is, but yeah, we're playing
Date, Marry, Leave on Red. Okay.
Yes. So I have like a list of like five.
I'm not looking at the list, by the way. I want to be fully
going to it blind.
Surprised. Blind date.
So we have a list. There are five questions, I guess, or five different groups we're going to go through.
Okay.
Not groups. I can't English. I'm just going to get started. So each one that I read out has three people. So we have to say who we would date, marry, and leave on red.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one is RM, okay. Dean, and JB.
What? Got seven JB?
Yeah, got seven JB.
Okay. So RM, Dean, and JB. They all could be husband material.
That's what, it's hard.
So it's date, marry, leave on red. Okay, date, marry, leave on red. I don't want to leave any of them on red. Like, what? Okay, so Dean is already my husband. So I have to, we'll redo our vows.
I cannot with this girl.
So there's JB and RM. Ooh. This is hard. Okay, I think I'll date RM.
Okay.
And I'll leave JB on red only because it's a power thing. I feel like JB is quite savage, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
So just to say that I've got the upper hand, I'm leaving him on red.
I cannot. Okay. For me, I think marry RM. He just seems like husband material.
He does.
Like father material. Like our kids are going to be in like piano lessons and some martial arts classes or something. Like just very dad material. So marry RM. Maybe date JB and then leave Dean on red for bands. I don't know, just
you know, that's right. No, you're leaving him on red because he's married.
Also that, but for kicks and giggles.
To be honest, I don't think he would care. I feel like Dean's one of those people who he doesn't text properly.
Yes. Like,
he will it's not because he's being mean, he just generally forgets, and he will leave his phone like in the fridge because
he gives us that energy. Yeah. And he's like a little bit of a roadman. I'm not ready for that hood life. He's a little bit of a roadman.
Well, for me, if your status ain't hood, I ain't checking for you. Better be street if you're looking for me. I need a soldier that is scared to stand up for me.
I'm done. I'm looking off. Okay, so our next options of eligible bachelors. We don't know if they're eligible. They could be married and have like 10 kids. But anyway, so our next options are Chan from Stray Kids, Baekhyun,
okay,
the baddest B in K-pop, and V from BTS. So date, marry, leave on red.
So Chan, Baekhyun, and who?
V.
V. I know Chan's young, but I feel like he could be a good dad.
He does give off dad material, like very much a dad energy.
I feel like he would be like really good at dad jokes.
And,
so is it Chan, Baekhyun?
V.
V. Okay. Okay.
I think I've got.
Okay, my... if you got it, go.
Okay, so I think I would marry. Okay, I think I would. I think I would marry V.
Okay.
Date Chan.
Okay.
And leave Baekhyun on red.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to marry Baekhyun.
Okay.
Shout out to my sister. That's your bias. I stole your man. I'll marry him. I'll date Chan.
Okay.
And I'll leave V just because, again, power.
I cannot. I can't. Oh, wow. Okay. So that's that one. Okay. So our next one is San from ATEEZ, Kai.
Oh.
Kai, and Chunga. Oh, this is an easy.
Whoa, wait. Chunga! Wait. Hey, girl, what you doing here?
What are you doing? How you get here? This is a group of bad bees. Wow.
I think I'll marry Kai.
Mm.
I will date Chunga.
Okay. And
I'll leave Sun on red.
Oh, okay. I think I'd marry Kai. I would date San because I just want to experience that for a moment. And I'm going to have to leave Chung on red. I'm so sorry, girl. It's not personal. Okay, moving on. So our next options are Johnny, Lucas, and Rain.
What?
What?
What is...
That is... Okay, so Johnny from NCT, for everyone listening. Johnny from NCT, Lucas... also from NCT, and Rain, just like,
well, I'm going to marry Rain. He's everyone's husband.
I can't.
Father figure, yes. Not for me, I mean for our children. Oh my god, I don't have daddy issues. Okay, I'll marry Rain.
Mm-hmm.
I'll date Lucas. Johnny's too cheesy for me. I have to leave him in red.
Okay, I think I would date Lucas for kicks and giggles. Marry Johnny.
Oh my god.
I don't know. Rain could be my dad, like biological father. Like he could.
Girl, bye. Okay.
He could have had me.
Really young.
Well, no, he's like the same age as my mom. He could be my dad.
Sometimes I forget how young you are.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to leave Zaddy Rain on. What was she saying?
Continue. I'm Googling.
Because Rain's at least 40, I think. Yeah. And my mum's 40. Well,
okay.
Give or take, he could, yeah.
I'll still marry you, Rain. I don't care.
She'll have you. But yeah, for me, I said date Lucas, kicks and giggles. Marry Johnny. One step closer to Kai. It's okay. There's... I'm planning this all out and then leave Rain on red. I'm
you
sorry.
Are a bad woman. What? You go. Okay. No comment.
Okay, so our last ones are Irene from Red Velvet, Jin-young from GOT7 and Jung Jin-hyung, the K-R&B Somali king.
This selection doesn't even make any sense.
It really doesn't, but hey. Oh, I don't know.
Wait, what's the options?
Irene, Red Velvet, Jin-young, GOT7, Jung Jin-hyung, or Somali king.
Okay, I'm going to leave Irene on red.
Okay.
I don't know. She gives me boring vibes, but she's nice to look at. No shade. I don't know you like that. I could be wrong. I think I will marry Jin Young. Mm-hmm. He seems like a good father figure, and I feel like we'll just cuss each other all day. So that's my love language. And I'll date our Somali king.
I think I'd probably do the same. Yeah, I think I would do the same. Jin Young does scare me. But
you're up for the challenge.
Exactly. I'm up for a little challenge. Why not? But yes, that is the end of date, marry, leave on red. I feel like we should do this again. But
yeah, guys, if you send us games and or names. Yeah. Games and names. Games and names.
I won't have a jingle. Segment jingle.
It's time for games, time for games, time for games. It's time for games. So that's the end of that. Yeah, again, if you want to send us any unpopular opinions or dilemmas or games or whatever, you can send it to our email, howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or just DM us on social media or whatever.
I can't. But now it's time for On The Radar. So this is where me and Shanice are going to let you know what we've been watching, listening to, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's been on your radar?
Bam, bee, bam.
Oh, bam, bee, let's
bam,
not.
Bam, 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 bam. I'm doing choreography, guys.
God. He had no business going off like that.
The way he was dancing with the hat on his head, I said, sir, how dare you drop this and then you go enlist?
Oh.
The audacity of it all. I enjoyed. Yes, that was Baekhyun, Bambi. If you guys didn't know what the hell I was singing, that's what's been on my radar.
Yeah. Also, that I didn't even write that down, but Bambi was that was a moment, and not to take away from Baekhyun because that was immaculate, but in my brain I was just like, imagine him and Kai perform that together. The world could not.
Bambi mashup.
Oh god.
Oh my god. And then San just comes in. It's okay.
Let's not. No. Yes. Okay, my brain's gone. But my radar on my radar. One hose behind. Because every time I open Instagram, his behind is there. It's immaculate.
It's immaculate.
But one hose doing the do's. He is. Yes.
Well, wow, one hose. This is the second time in a row. That was Shari's last week.
he's doing too much. And it's probably because me and Shari, like every time he posts, We have a full-on like discussion about it, like what's going on. Is there a secret OnlyFans? Like what is going on? But yes, Wonho, keep living your best life. Second on the radar moment, I don't think Dean is gonna come back.
No, I've said this to you people,
and not even for logical reasons, like not even for you saying that he just might not, because people keep trolling him on TikTok. Like someone used that audio, you know, it's like, I want to apologize, I am very sorry for what I did, but like that kid speaking. Like they're like, we're sorry for laughing at you falling down the stairs. Oh, like this man not is
the
not
stairs.
He's not gonna come back. You guys have no respect. He's not coming back. And then last but not least, Bang,
girl, you have a whole damn list. What's going on?
I had like three main things that have been on my radar, and then Bang PD playing Monopoly on the weekend and like buying the whole planet.
Oh, for a second I thought it was actually playing Monopoly. I was like, how do you know this information?
We got each other on WhatsApp, it's okay. But no, I just woke up and he had bought half the world.
As he should, period.
Yeah, why not? Weekend shopping, come through. Black card.
Okay, yeah, that's the end, guys. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, or dilemmas to howyoutea@gmail.com or just drop us a DM on socials. Also, feel free to send us any games or anything.
Yeah, send us games. Also, wherever you're listening to us, make sure you follow, subscribe, leave a review, whatever you got to do. Jump the skippity hoops, I don't know. Leave a freestyle, drop a 16, backflip, just do it all. But yeah, I've been Shanice from K-pop Box. You can follow me at @kpopbox_.
Yes, and I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me at @thekway_100 on Instagram.
Yes, and until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.